Parshas Noso, good morning everybody, welcome. In this week's parsha we discuss the parsha Nezirus. So the Haftorah, after the parsha, is about Shimshon. A very, very interesting thing happens in the dialogue between Manoach and Eishes Manoach and the Malach of Hashem. Basically, Malach of Hashem comes and appears to Eishes Manoach, we don't even know her name, and says he's going to have a son, he's going to be a Nazir. And then Manoach, the husband, right, comes to Vayetar Manoach El Hashem. Vayetar Bi Hashem Ish Elok Meshem Shalcha Yavona Od Eilenu Vyorunu Manas Elonar Hayolad. So Manoach Vayetar is Loshon of Tefila. Davin Hashem, please let the Malach reappear. I want to ask him what to do with this kid. Now we just learned in Parashat Noso, this is Parashat of Nezirus. So open up the Chumash and learn Parshas Nazir, and then you know what to do with it. That's number one. Number two, there were plenty of Chachamim and Shoftim during that time that he could have asked his Shailas to. What exactly is he doing when he's asking the Malach, asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to send the Malach again to find out what to do with the kid? And what's even more perplexing is what the Malach says. What does the Malach say? The Malach says, Kol Asher Tzivisiya Tishmor. Right, everything I told your wife, that's what you should do. And he doesn't ask for the Malach to come again. So what exactly did the Malach add? And why was Manoach davening to Hashem the Malach should reappear to him and tell him what to do with this kid? It sounds really, really strange. So if you want the one-line answer, the one-line answer is in the Meshul Chachman. Meshul Chachman writes two lines. You're talking the Kevon, Kol Asher Tzivisiyosa, Shetishmor Gam Manoach. That even Manoach has to observe the halachas and the zirus. Shalo yochal va'ayishda yayin v'shechar. He shouldn't eat or drink wine or beer. Dinochach zachar k'nister nekeva. Because lashon of tishomer is lashon of zachar. So it's going on. It's going on Manoach. But if Shwab ma'an v'shech shweva goes a step further, he's saying that you know what Manoach is asking. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Manoach is asking the shaila in chinuch. He's asking, how could it be that I have a son who's a Nazir, who can't drink wine? Do I also, in terms of Hilchos Chinuch, do I also need to observe the halachos and the Naziris? And what's the answer of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kol Asher Tzivisiya Tishomer. Right? Tishmor. Everything I told your wife, that's what you have to do. And we see an unbelievable Musar from this. An unbelievable Musar. Right, because Rishwa goes a step further, he explains, Mikosher Amarti El Isha, everything I told your wife, should this not be Mehe Rayon, that she should guard herself during the days of pregnancy, that she should refrain from wine, and so on, Tishmor, you too shall guard it as well. And Hashem is telling him an unbelievable yisod and a lesson that everybody, Yemirat Hashem, you'll all be zochot to have children. You'll also try to sometimes influence people, not necessarily your children, but first and foremost, come your family and your children. You can never, ever, ever guide or teach somebody something that you yourself don't do. It's impossible. So that's what Manoach is asking. How could it be that I can raise a Nazir and me myself not observe the halachos and the Naziris? It's not going to work. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to him, you know what, you're right. It's impossible. You can never, ever guide or direct somebody about something that you yourself can do. When it comes, if you're an employer and an employee, whether you're a father and a child, or whether you're a Rebbe or a Talmud, it doesn't work. And that's what we learn from this week's parasha. That's what we learn from Manoach and Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the only way you can be mechanech somebody is dafka. You can tell them what to do, but it'll only work if you, in addition to that, lead by example. And I heard this once on a tape for a Krohn, this Vort, this Mar Malkum, and he said over two scary stories that he once met a young boy who was going a little bit off the derech, and apparently the mother called him crying and said, please, you have to speak to my son. He said, that's not my field, I'm not a social worker, I don't schmooze with the guys. He said, you're the only person, he listens to your tapes, please come talk to him. And he came over and they schmoozed. And basically the boy broke down and told Ray Krohn that he saw in his relationship with his father contradictions. for example, okay, I don't know if these are the two examples that were given. I think he was wearing he wasn't wearing a Yankees cap. I think he asked Ray Cron, like, is it so bad to, you know, to follow the Yankees? You know, is it so bad? And Ray Cron said, no, it's not so bad to follow the Yankees. I mean, I don't know if I should tell this story. Okay, well, I'll tell it over. So he said, he said it over. It's just very sad. So he said, well, my father, he says the Yankees are ridiculous, and I shouldn't listen to Yankee games. It's terrible. But my father, and this is so sad, I mean, you can basically cry from the story. Healed many steers, many contradictions where his father told him how to act and where the father acted. So he broke down and cried, and Ray Cron cried with him. And the lesson is that it's very scary. If a person doesn't, you know, he can talk the talk, but if he doesn't walk the walk, then he's not going to be able to raise his kids, and not going to be able to influence people properly. And one more short idea I heard last week from, in the name of Rabbi Moshe Tversky from Torah's Moshe, he said it's well known that this week, in this week's parsha, by the Nesiim, when they brought the Karbanos, by the dedication of the Mishkan, the Medrash is very, very lengthy. So the explanation that he gave was that right after Shavuos, we know that Shavuos precedes Naso every single year, and the whole idea was the Medrash was basically after the Hisoros from Shavuos. The people who wrote down the Medrash had to totally, they exploded with tons of words of Torah for the Medrash as basically an offshoot of the Hisoros from Shavuos. So Shavuos is only, what, 5 days, you know, 5 days ago, 6 days ago for some, 4 days ago for those of you that kept Yom Tov Sheni. But the point is that we've already gotten back into our routine, but the question is, are we still building off Shavuos? Are we still building off Shavuos? The Medrash is so lengthy over here because that's what they did. They built off Shavuos. When you have an inspiration in Shavuos, and I heard Shavuos here was outstanding in terms of the Limud part, but the next day is regular day in Yeshiva, it's almost Yeshiva's over. No, we have to go ahead, we have to take the inspiration, and we have to act on it. It's not enough to be inspired today. It has to be returned to your heart, and you have to act on that. And I guess the chizuk should be that now going into the last two Shabbos of the year, the last week, mamash the home stretch. I see Baruch Hashem, there are many people learning Chelik Shir this morning. It's a beautiful sight to see, but all of us. And you don't have to worry about, we said this last week also, we don't have to worry about the guys that aren't here. Every person should worry about himself. The next week and change, I'm taking this over from Shavuos, I'm taking this over from the end of the year, and I'm going full throttle. I'm sure we zoche to have amazing children that we're mechanech in the proper way. Shabbos.